All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah, daf Mem Gimel. We left off daf Mem Beis Amud Beis at the Gemara. We had seen the mission in the beginning of the fourth parak that told us about how many days over Sukkahs the various mitzvahs of the Yontif are performed, and whether they're performed for the full suite of days or for the full suite of days minus one will depend on when Shabbos falls out. So we started discussing the mitzvah of Lulav. The Mishnah then elaborated how they used to perform the mitzvah of lulav in the Zman HaMikdash when the first day coincided with Shabbos, about how everybody used to bring the lulavim to the Beis HaKnesses beforehand. And then the Mishnah also spoke about the mitzvahs of Arava, Hallel, Simcha, Nisach HaMayim, a whole bunch of the mitzvahs of the Yontif. In today's daf, we're going to focus really on the mitzvahs of lulav and also the mitzvah of Arava. Why it's Docha Shabbos, when it's Docha Shabbos, what exactly the mitzvah of Arava is, that's a very lively sugya on Amud Bey. So again, all elaborating on the mitzvahs of the Yontif. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the shiur. So again, the general principle is that lulav, and we don't hold from this today anyway, but in the Zman HaGemara, the Gemara is telling us that in the Zman HaMikdash, lulav would be Docha Shabbos if the first day of Yontif coincided with Shabbos. However, if any of the other days of Yontif coincided with Shabbos, then the mitzvah of lulav would not be Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to come from sort of the opposite perspective. We're used to understanding and we're conditioned to understand that there is no mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos. What the Gemara wants to know is, why isn't lulav always Docha Shabbos? Why is it only Docha Shabbos when the Yontif, when the first day of Yontif coincides with Shabbos? So says the Gemara, Amai, why isn't lulav Docha Shabbos all the days of Yontif? Why is it only the first day? Tiltul bi'almahu. It's only an inyan of tiltul. In other words, the only reason that you wouldn't be able to take the lulav is because of the din of muktza. And the din of muktza is not such an important din, says Rashi. In other words, it is not really anything wrong with taking the lulav on Shabbos, only that it's something that really doesn't have a use on Shabbos. So it's only an inyan of muktza, and as such, v'lidchi Shabbos, so why isn't it Docha Shabbos? See, I'm a Rabba, so says Rabba, no, there's a bigger isser than the isser of muktza associated with lulav, if you were to take the lulav on Shabbos, because it's a gzera, shemi yitlenu biyado, v'yelech etzol baki lilmod. So this is the famous gzera de Rabba, that the reason that lulav is not Docha Shabbos is we're afraid you're going to take the lulav, and you're going to go to a baki to teach you how to do the mitzvah of lulav. Rashi points out, lulmod means na noo o berchaso, to learn the nanuim or to make the bracha on the lulav. And we're afraid that you're going to come to carry the lulav da'al ramas and rishos harabim. So you asked, why isn't it always Docha Shabbos? The worst that it is an isser muktzah. An isser muktzah is not a very serious isser. Comes along Rabba, the gzera de Rabba. The reason that we don't hold the lulav on Shabbos is lest you come to violate an isser otzah, which is an isser midoraisa. So that's a syag, so that you shouldn't come to violate an isser of Hotzah. So it's interesting. So Rashi points out that the problem over here that Rabbi identified is that maybe you're going to go to a baki to learn how to perform the mitzvah of lulav. And Rashi says, what are you going to learn? You're going to learn the nanuim and the bracha. So asks Rav Meir Arik, if that's the case, so why wouldn't it be usher to eat matzah on Yontif of Pesach, Shachalios B'Shabbos? Because maybe you're going to have to go to a baki to teach you how to make the bracha on matzah. What does it mean that you're going to have to go to a baki to teach you how to make a bracha on lulav? Aren't we familiar with making berchas hamitzvah? So he answers that, no, come on. The inyan that you're going to try to learn from the baki is not about the nusach habracha. Everybody knows what the nusach habracha is. Already a couple of days ago, we saw there's a whole long tosfos which is bothered. How do you make the mitzvah? How do you make the bracha on the mitzvah of lulav over lasiyasan? I mid the agbe nafak bay. From the second you pick it up, you're already yotze the mitzvah. And so tosfos had a couple of different recommendations. So you should be hofich. You should turn over either the lulav or the esrog, or you have to make sure that you're holding them apart, or so you have to do something. So it's that issue that you're gonna go try to learn. and therefore the bracha on lulav is inherently a little bit more complicated. It's a more complicated halachic issue than the bracha on matzah, and because it has nothing to do with the nusach bracha, rather it has to do with the timing of the bracha. Now it's interesting. We have all these gzeiros over here by lulav. We're going to say that's the same gzeira by shofar. It's a gzeira by megillah. There is one mitzvah that we do perform on Shabbos, and that's the mitzvah of milah. And the milah is docha Shabbos, and we're not afraid that the moel is going to go carry the knife or any of the implements, any of the tools that he needs for milah in a rishus harabim. And there are a couple of reasons for that. Number one, there's the chomer hamitzvah of milah, that it's a mitzvah saseh, and you're chayiv kares if there is no milah done, and it's a mitzvah shenichrusu alav yud gimel briso, so it's a very, very significant mitzvah. It's a very significant mitzvah. And also, the reason is because everybody is mechuyev to perform the mitzvah of shofar and lulav, and therefore we're afraid that, you know, stam a guy is going to walk into the street and carry his lulav or carry his shofar. A moel is a fellow who's learned, he knows the halacha, so he knows what he's allowed to do, and also nobody else is tarred in the mitzvah, so if anybody else sees him, they'll be able to say, oh, by the way, remember that you're carrying your knife, you're not supposed to be carrying your knife here in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So they're going to be able to remind him not to be mechalel Shabbos. All right, so the gzeira of Rabbah, the reason that lulav is not docha Shabbos the rest of the days of Yontif, when it doesn't coincide with the first day, is Gzeira, maybe you're going to take the lulav in your hand, you're going to walk Dalet Amos in Rishos HaRabim, and that would be Asur Mi Da'oraisa. Says Rashi, before you get to the Rishos HaRabim, and before you get to walk Dalet Amos in Rishos HaRabim, you know what you get to do? You get to take it out from Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaRabim, which is also an Isser of Atzah. So if Rabbah is afraid that you're going to violate the Isser of Atzah, why does he talk about Shema Yavarino Dalet Amos Rishos HaRabim? Before you even get there, shouldn't he be afraid that maybe you're going to take it from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid out to a Rosh Hashanah Rabin? So there were a couple of answers given by Rashi, and Tosfos brings down these answers as well. So he says, first of all, most lulavim are not really found in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Midaraisa. It's really found in a Carmelis. So you're not really being mosi from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Second of all, there is a hecker between a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabim because you're leaving your house. So before you step out of your doorway, maybe you're going to wake up from your haze and realize, oh my God, it's Shabbos and I'm carrying my lulav, I better not take it out. Whereas once you're walking in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, there's no hecker, and therefore once you're walking, you're going to keep going. The other thing that he says is that really, we don't usually live in places where there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Midaraisa, because Rosh Hashanah Rabim Midaraisa requires 600,000 people. So Tosfos is not satisfied with that answer, because if it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Midaraisa, in addition to not being chayev for Otzah, if you walk from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into that Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're also not going to be chayev for walking four Amos in that Rishus, whatever it is, because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Midaraisa. Mistama, the most simple reason is because there's a hecker between the house where your house ends and the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and therefore we're not really afraid that you're going to space out and carry it through the threshold, but we're afraid that you might carry it four Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabim once you're already going there. So says the Gemara, again, that's Xera de Rabba, that we're afraid that you're going to be metaltel dalet amas in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. V'hainu taima de shofar, says the Gemara on the top of Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, v'hainu taima de Megillah. And it's the same reason that we don't blow shofar in Shabbos. It's the same reason we don't lane Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, if you're afraid of the Xera de Rabba, siyachi yom tov rishon nami. So maybe Yom Tov Rishon itself also, you should say that they shouldn't take lulav, because aren't we afraid of Shema Yavirena Dal Amos Rishos Arabim also on Yom Tov Rishon? So says the Gemara, HaTekinu LeRabbanan BeBeiso. No, but the Rabbanan were Mesakein that you don't take lulav in the shul on Yom Tov Rishon. They were Mesakein that you should take lulav in your house if Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov Rishon. So we're not afraid that you're going to be going anywhere. But says the Gemara, says Hatena Chachar Takana, Vakodem Takana Mayikalameimar. So it's okay. Laachar Takana, after they made the Takana that you should take it in your house, I understand why we're not afraid that you're going to go anywhere, because fundamentally you're not supposed to be going anywhere with your lulav. However, what about before the Takana? before they made the takana that you're only supposed to take it in your house? Why weren't we afraid that maybe you're going to be mechalal Shabbos? So why was it docha Shabbos even on the first day of Yontif? So says the Gemara, El Rishon de Isim in Atorah Begvulin, the first day of Sukkot, where there's a mitzvah midoraisa of lulav, not only in the Mikdash, but also in Gvulin. And remember that in the Gvulin, outside the base of Mikdash, the mitzvah midoraisa is only on the first day. So by lulav, where there's a mitzvah, where there's a mitzvah midoraisa of Gvulin only on the first day, lo gozru be rabbanan. The rabbanan were not gozer that you shouldn't take it because shema yavirenu dalat amas pershus rabim, because they didn't want to undo that one mitzvah midoraisa of Gvulin. So says the Gemara, Hanach the less new min Torah bigvulin gozru be rabbanan. So therefore that for the Bnei Bavel, where they don't have a din min Torah bigvulin on the first day of Yontif, so the rabbanan. So the other days of Yontif. So Rishon is min Torah bigvulin lo gozru be rabbanan. So the first day of Yontif, where there is a din daraisa even bigvulin, the rabbanan weren't gozer this gzeira de rabba. Hanach, the other days of Yontif, the less new min Torah bigvulin, where there is no mitzvah min Torah bigvulin, gozer be rabbanan, they made that gezeira. So says the Gemara, Vili yachia idna nami, anan le yadina mekvisi diyarcha, inu diyadi bikvisi diyarcha lidchi. If the whole reason for this gzeira is that in some cases it's a daraisa, in other cases it's the rabbanan, we don't really know when Yontif is, because here in Bavel we hold 2 days Yontif because of Sveika Diyoma, but in Eretz Yisrael, they know when Yontif is. So in Eretz Yisrael, if you're going to tell me that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa on any particular day, and there is no Sveika de Yoma, so then it should be Docha Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Eina Chinami. So yeah, Eina Chinami, you're right, that then in Eretz Yisrael, it should be Docha Shabbos on the first day of Yontif. Tosfa says, be careful, Ein Maskana Zu Kaima. This Maskana is not the settled halacha. To lekama maskinan kivan de lididon lodachi liditu nami lodachi. We're going to wind up seeing in the Gemara Namad Beis, because it's not docha Shabbos here in Chutz Laretz, it's also not docha Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. So true, even though in Eretz Yisrael there is no Sveika de Yoma, and whatever the first day of Yontif is, they know for sure it's the first day of Yontif. And even though Bigvulin, there is a mitzvah midaraisa, in other words, anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash, there is a mitzvah midaraisa, rather, of lulav on the first day of Yontif, because we're not going to be docha the mitzvah of lulav for Shabbos. Lulav is not going to be docha the mitzvah of Shabbos everywhere. It's not docha Shabbos anywhere. That's what Tosfa says in this Divrei HaMaschil, in Tosfa's Divrei HaMaschil Inhu. So says the Tosfas as well. So Tosfa says here a couple of lines down. He asks a very important question. So Vim Tomer, it's about 6-7 lines down in this Tosfos Dibra Maskal Inu. So Vim Tomer, Maishnami Shofar, the Tama Perek Dal Barosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Rishon Shachal Lios Peshabes B'Mikdash Ayutoken Avalo B'Medina. So let's say the first day of Rosh Hashanah, let's say Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So the halacha was, says the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that they would blow shofar in the base of Mikdash, but they wouldn't blow shofar a bigvulin, even though shofar in Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah daraisa. And what we were saying here in the Gemara is that why is lulav docha Shabbos on the first day? Because it's a mitzvah daraisa. The other days were a bigvulin, it's a mitzvah darabanan, it's not going to be docha. Aye, shofar is a mitzvah daraisa, and it's not docha Shabbos bigvulin. Says Tosfos V'yesh Lomer Deshani Lulav Sheina Ela Tol Tobiyama, because Lulav is not really such a what Isser Daraisa are you doing? All you're doing is you're carrying something. Bekiva Nishri B'Mikdash Loach Miru B'Medina. Once they said you're going to be able to take the Lulav in the base of Mikdash, they were a Machmir outside the base of Mikdash. Avol B'Tkiya Shofar Ika Maisa Chachma V'Achmer B'Tfei. However, by Shofar there's a Maisa Chachma. It's hard to blow 100 kolos, and so you have to know how to blow and whether the Tkiyas are kosher or not. So it's much more of a malacha type act. So vachmer batzvei miu kasha d'lacher korban akilu b'shofar tzvei melulav t'tnan b'rosh Hashanah mishachara beis hamikdash hiskan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sheyotokim b'kol makom sheyesh bo beistin lulav loishteri klal k'the mesikus l'kamon. How come Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesakein after the korban that they would blow shofar on Shabbos any place where there was a beistin, but lulav was not permitted to be taken anywhere? V'yesh lomar the shofar shehu lahalo sechronim shel Yisrael avim shebashamayim. This is the time of year to learn the Tosfos. Since shofar, the purpose is to bring up the zichronos of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'rotzel levatel legamrei. They didn't want to be mevatel the mitzvah of shofar altogether. The kivan de bechad based tiknu tiknu b'chol makom sheish ba based in. And since Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai made the takana that they could blow shofar in one place where there was a based in, he was mezakei that they could blow shofar in every place where there was a Beis Din. Afal Pisha Bizmana Bayas Lohoya Elabamikdash Dafka, even though in the Zmana Bayas they would only blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, once Rav Yochanan Mezakeh made the Takana, they expanded it that you could blow shofar wherever there's a Beis Din. The O the Bedinu Lulav Yedocha Bigbulan Yosem Mishofar the Brash Hashana Loyadia Bikvias Achodesh Elab Yerushalayim Aviyant of Region the Lulav Aviyadua Af Bigbulan. Even though really you could be more makel by Lulav than by shofar, Tosfos is pointing out, because the issue with shofar is that it's on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. Nobody really knows when Rosh Chodesh was or is, unless you're living right in Yerushalayim and you see the testimony of the Edim. So therefore, there's more of a reason to be Mekel. Okay, but shofar, because of the connection that it has to Tefillah and the fundamental role that it plays in the service of Rosh Hashanah, Tosu says maybe that's why Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai wanted to be a little bit more expansive with his permission to blow shofar on Shabbos. Again, today, of course, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos either. We don't take lulav on Shabbos either. And that's what Tosu has pointed out over here, that we don't take lulav on Shabbos anywhere, either in Chutz Laretz or in Eretz Yisrael. So back in the Gemara, we're about 10, 11 lines down, the Tnan Chada, the Yontav Arishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkah, Shechalios B'Shabbos, which falls down on Shabbos, Kala Amalichin Es Lulavim L'Harabayis, that everybody would bring their Lulavim to Harabayis. But Tnan Idach, but we learn in another Mishnah, L'Beis HaKnesses, that they would bring their Lulavim to the Beis HaKnesses. So don't we see, Shema Minah, Kam Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Kam Bezman Sheim Beis HaMikdash Kayim? Don't we see that one of these cases is talking about where the Beis HaMikdash is in existence? That's the Mishnah where it says that they would bring their Lulavim to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos, La Rabayis. And the other Mishnah, which spoke about bringing Lulavim to the Beis HaKnesses, is talking about after the Korban, but we see that it was still Doche Shabbos after the Korban. So Shema Minah. So yes, we see that it was Doche Shabbos. So we see that it was Doche Shabbos after the Korban. And again, Tosfos already pointed out, we don't hold like this. Today it's not Doche Shabbos anywhere. So says the Gemara, so the Isa Minatora Bigvulin Minolan. How do we know? So one of the fundamental principle here that the Gemara had cited earlier was that the reason that lulav would be docha Shabbos on the first day and not on any other day of Yontav is because the first day of Yontav is especially important. It has a greater stature. Why? Because on the first day of Yontav, lulav is min haTorah, not only b'miktash, but it's also min haTorah b'gvulin. So how do we know that it's min haTorah b'gvulin? Where do we ever see this? So the isa min haTorah b'gvulin minolan. How do we know that it's min haTorah b'gvulin? Titania, because we have a brisa that tells us. V'lekachtem, it says by lulav, it says v'lekachtem lechem b'yam arishon priyatoder kapas tmor v'nafay tzovas varvei nachal usmachtem uvnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. That's the pasuk. We're going to darshan the words. V'lekachtem shetei lechicha b'chal biyad kalecha v'echad. V'lekachtem, this is in the Tosfos that we saw yesterday. Because it's a Lashon Rabim, it means that each and every individual has to perform the mitzvah. Unlike if it would have said of a Lakakta, that would have meant only the representative body of Klal Yisrael. Only the basin would have had to perform the mitzvah. Lakakhtem means everybody. Every individual has to perform the mitzvah. Lachem mishalachem, it has to be yours. What does that mean? Lahotzi es hashol v'es hagazol, that it comes to exclude a borrowed lulav or a stolen lulav, that you can't be yotze with a borrowed or a stolen lulav because the lulav has to be yours. Bayom, it said Bayom Arishon, Vafilu B'Shabbos. Bayom means even on Shabbos. Rishon, Vafilu Bigvulin. It's a mitzvah, midaraisa, even Bigvulin. Not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Harishon, Melamed Sheina Docha Ela Yontav Arishon Bilvag. It says, Lokachtam Lachem Bayom. Harishon, the hey, teaches us that it's only Docha Shabbos on Yontav Rishon, not on any other day of Yontif. So Amar Mar, Bayom, Vafilu B'Shabbos. So it says biyom vafilu b'shabbos, that it says that you perform the mitzvah of lulav every day, even on Shabbos, michti, tiltul bi'almahu. So it's only tiltul. Again, there's no iser that you're performing with a lulav. It's only tiltul. So it's stam tiltul of something. You're just carrying something. So it's derech kral l'mishrei tiltul. Do we need a pasuk to teach me that I'm allowed to do tiltul on Shabbos l'tzorech mitzvah? Tiltul is not even a serious iser, says the Gemara. Amar Rava l'nitzrecha el l'machshiri lulav. Ah, no, stam for the tiltul. I wouldn't need a pasuk to teach me that it's docha Shabbos. What the pasuk teaches me that's docha Shabbos is all the machshire lulav. What does it mean, machshire lulav? Even the preparation for the lulav, meaning even to cut the lulav from the mechuber, even to cut it off the tree, or even to make the eged for the lulav, all that is also going to be docha Shabbos because of the pasuk of biyom afilu l'Shabbos. V'aliba d'hai tana, and it's according to the following tana: d'tanya lulav chol machshirav docha nesa Shabbos d'ri Rebbe Eliezer. That it's according to the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, it says that not only is lulav docha Shabbos, meaning not only is the bare taking of the lulav and shaking it going to be docha Shabbos, even performance of all of the machshire mitzvah, all of the preparation for the mitzvah, is also going to be docha Shabbos. So my time with Rebbe Eliezer, what's the reason for Rebbe Eliezer? Why is all this stuff docha Shabbos? So I'm going to grow biyom v'afilu b'Shabbos, because it says lokachtam lechem biyom arishon, and biyom teaches us that you perform the mitzvah even on Shabbos. Rabbanan hay biyom hay avdilei, and what are the Rabbanan who are not matir machshire lulav on Shabbos? They say that you cannot be mechal al Shabbos in order to prepare for the mitzvah of lulav. What are they darshan? So miboyle biyom v'lo balayla. So they'll say, no, biyom arishon doesn't mean that everything is docha Shabbos. In other words, yom doesn't mean yom even on Shabbos. It means yom to the exclusion of night. Rebbe Eliezer, biyom v'lo balayla minolon. How does Rebbe Eliezer know that you take the lulav only during the day and you don't take the lulav at night? So nafkala me'seifa dekra. He learns it out from the end of the pasuk, because what does the end of the pasuk say? Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. Yamim v'lo leilo. So the pasuk already explicitly teaches me that I take the lulav only during the day and not at night. Rabbanon, and say the Rabbanon, Ime halsam, if was from Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim, hava mina leilof yamim yamim misuka, I might think I should learn Xavier Shova, yamim yamim, lulav to sukkah, mal halon yamim vafilu leilos, just like by sukkah it's yamim and leilos, that you have to sit in the sukkah both day and night. Afka nami yamim vafilu leilos, also when it says yamim by lulav, it means that I have to take the lulav by day and I have to take the lulav by night. So maybe I should learn it from sukkah. Says the Gemara, Nava sukkah gufa minalan. How do I know that I have to sit in the sukkah at night also? The Tanur Rabbanan, basukas teshvu shivas yamim. It says, basukos teshvu shivas yamim, yamim vafilu leilos. Now the Gemara darshan, yamim afilu leilos. So the Gemara is going to say, what? By lulav it says yamim, and I'm saying yamim, but not leilos. By sukkah it says yamim, and yamim including leilos. How do I know that? So ata omer yamim afilu leilos or ina ela yamim velo leilos. Make up your mind, Gemara. By lulav you're telling me yamim means only day. By sukkah you're telling me yamim means even nights. How does that make any sense? So v'dinu, no, because you have to appreciate the context. Nemar kan yamim v'nemar lulav yamim. It says over here yamim. It says by lulav yamim. So malal on yamim velo leilos. Af kan yamim velo leilos. So I might think, on the one hand, I might think that by sukkah I only have to sit there during the day, because by lulav it tells me that I only perform the mitzvah during the day, and we know that I don't perform it at night. So maybe by sukkah, where I use the same lashon of yamim, it should also teach me that I only perform the mitzvah during the day, but not at night. Oh, klach l'derech zu, or says the Gemara, maybe learn from somewhere else. Nemar kan yamim, it says by sukkah yamim, v'nemar b'miluin yamim, and it also says by the miluim, it also says yamim. By the miluim is when they consecrated the Mishkan. So mala halon yamim vafilu leilos, just like by the miluim was day and night, that consecration, the Chanukah Sabaya, so to speak, took place. Afkan yamim vafilu leilos. So also over here, it's yamim vafilu leilos. Also by sukkah, it's yamim vafilu leilos. So basically what the Gemara is saying is I have a choice. I have a choice to either learn the mitzvah of sukkah from lulav, or to learn the mitzvah of sukkah from miluim. And I'm going to choose to learn it from miluim, from the miluim and the Mishkan. Because says the Gemara, Nira l'midome, done in davar shemitzvasa kol hayom, mi davar shemitzvasa kol hayom. Let me learn something where the mitzvah is all day, sukkah, because the mitzvah is that I have to live in the sukkah, so I'm living in the sukkah all day, from a mitzvah that was performed all day. What's the mitzvah that was performed all day? Says Rashi, at the bottom Rashi, that's the miluim, where the mitzvah was all day. Leishev ba'azara v'shelo lotzeis, to sit in the azara and to not leave. Kedichsev umi Pesach ol moed lo seitzu shivas yamim, that they wouldn't leave the Pesach ol moed for 7 days. V'nemar teishvu yomam v'layla shivas yamim. So it's more mistaber to learn sukkah where I have to stay there all day From Iluin, where they had to stay there all day, and by Iluin, not only were they there during the day, but they were there during the night as well. And so too by Sukkah, they would have to sit in Sukkah both by day and night. Val Yochiach, back in the Gemara, three lines up for the Banan, Val Yochiach, Dabar Shemitzvoso, Sha'achas, and let me not learn Sukkah from Lulav, because unlike Sukkah, where the mitzvah is performed all day, Lulav is performed only for a moment in time. It's only performed for one moment during the day. Oh, Klachla Derech Zu, or maybe learn the other way. Dun and Dabar Shemitzvoso Ledoros, be Dabar Shemitzvoso Ledoros, Val Yochichim Luin, Shein Ogen Ledoros. Maybe I should learn Sukkah from Lulav, because what commonality does Sukkah and Lulav have? So Sukkah and Lulav have the commonality that they both apply for generations. They always apply. Every year we take Sukkah, we take Lulav and we sit in Sukkah. However, let me not learn Sukkah from Iluim, because Miluim, the Chanukah Samishka and the Chanukah Sabayis, was a one-shot deal. They did it once, and that was all it's done. So let me not learn a mitzvah that I perform each and every generation from the din of Miluim, which is performed only one time in history. So Tam Alomar, so flipping over to Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Teshvu L'Gzeira Shava, because it says, Teshvu, and I'm going to make a Gzeira Shava. Nemar Kan Teshvu, it says by Sukkos Teshvu, Menemar Bi Miluim Teshvu, and it says by Miluim Teshvu, Mal Alan Yamim Vafilu Lelos, Afkan Yamim Vafilu Lelos, just like by Sukkah, it's day, but just like by Miluin, it's day and night. So too by Sukkah, it's also going to be day and night. Tosfa says that we have to be a little careful with the Gzeira Shava, because the Gzeira Shava can't be taken literally. Why? Because by Sukkah, there's actually a mitzvah to sleep in the Sukkah. However, by the Miluim, they absolutely did not sleep in the Ohel Moed, in the Mishkan. Why? Because Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Ela L'Malchei Beis David Bilvad. So by Miluim, they had to be there, but or some people had to be there and never leave, but they were specifically prohibited from sleeping there, because you're not allowed to even sit in the Azara, let alone sleep, because when you sleep, you're lying down. Masha'in came by Sukkah, where it's usher to sleep outside the Sukkah. So Tosef says it's not a Gzeir Shava Lagamre, but it's a Gzeir Shava in that we're learning, just like the mitzvah of Miluim was performed at night, so too the mitzvah of Sukkah is performed at night. Okay, so two dots. Now three lines down, now the Gemara is going to switch. So until now we've been talking about Lulav, trying to compare it to Sukkah to Miluim, all good stuff. Now we're talking about the mitzvah of Arava. So we said the mitzvah of Arava is also sometimes performed for 7 days, sometimes performed for 6 days. When it's performed for 7 days? When the seventh day of Sukkah is when Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, then it's Docha Shabbos. If Shabbos falls out any other day of Yontif, then the Arava, the mitzvah of Arava, is not going to be Docha Shabbos. So Arava Shiva Ketzad. So says the Gemara, Arava B'Shvi, my time Adachia Shabbos. Why is Arava Docha Shabbos when Hashanah Rabbah falls out on Shabbos? Samar Rav Yochanan, Kedei Lefarsim Hashi Minat Torah. To be mefarsim that Arava is Minat Torah, because there is no mitzvah, there is no express, explicit reference in the Chumash to the mitzvah of Arava. In order to publicize it, it's a mitzvah Minat Torah, We're going to say that it's Docha Shabbos if Hashana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, well, Iachi Lulav Nami Lidchei Kedei Lefarsim Oshu Min HaTorah. So, but Lulav also, let it always be Docha Shabbos. In other words, not only, we already saw that it's Docha Shabbos on the first day, but let it be Docha Shabbos every day to be Mefarsim that at least B'Mikdash there's a mitzvah of Lulav for all 7 days of Yantiv. So Lulav Gzera Mishum Derabbah. But no, by Lulav it would be Docha Shabbos, but we already saw, says the Gemara on Amad Aleph, we already saw the Gzera of Rabbah that we're afraid that Shemi Yavrirenu Dalad Amas Peshus Arabim. And that's why it's not Docha Shabbos except for on the first day of Yontif. Says the Gemara, well, Iachi Arava Nami Nigzar, but also by Arava. So why is Arava Docha Shabbos even on the seventh day? Even when the seventh day falls out on Shabbos, you should be Gozer Shemei Yavirenu Da'al Amas Bershus Arabim. Says the Gemara, because Arava Shluchei based in Maisila, Lulav L'chol Maser. No, because the mitzvah of Arava, this mitzvah which we're going to describe in a couple of minutes, is given over to the Shluchei based in. Only the Shluchei Beis Din perform the mitzvah. And therefore, we're not afraid that they're going to have to carry the Arava Dalet Amos Pershusa Rabim to go to a Bucky to find out how to do the mitzvah, because these are Shluchei Basin who are charged with performing the mitzvah of a Rava. They already know how to do the mitzvah. Masha'in Kein Lulav, every member of Klal Yisrael has to take the Lulav. Not every member of Klal Yisrael is as learned as the Shluchei Basin, and therefore we're afraid that they're going to have to go to a Bucky to learn how to properly perform the mitzvah of Lulav. So says the Gemara, well, Iachi Kol Yom Enami Litchi. Well, if a Rava is Min HaTorah, and the only reason why it shouldn't be Doche Shabbos is because we're afraid of Chilul Shabbos, but we don't have to be afraid of Chilul Shabbos because it's only the Shluchei Basin who are performing the mitzvah of Rava. So why is it only Doche Shabbos on the seventh day? Let it be Doche Shabbos every day. We have no reason for the Gzeira de Rabbah because it's only Shluchei Basin who are performing the mitzvah. It's not regular Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know, regular people, Reuven and Shimon, who are being Yotze, the mitzvah of Rava. Says the Gemara, Asi le fakfuke belulav. No, because we might come to disparage the mitzvah of lulav. In other words, if it would be that a Rava's Docha Shabbos, no matter when Shabbos falls during Yontif, but lulav is only Docha Shabbos when it coincides with the first day, but not when it coincides with any other day, people will disparage the mitzvah of lulav. They'll assume that a Rava is a more important mitzvah than the mitzvah of lulav. And we already know that the Rabbanon have the ability to be mevatel a mitzvah, even a mitzvah midaraisa, with shev v'al taseh. And that's why we don't perform the mitzvah of shofar on Shabbos. We don't perform the mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos. We don't perform the mitzvah of a Rava on Shabbos today, because all of these mitzvahs, the Rabbanon said, Gzeira, you can't do it on Shabbos, but you're not actively violating anything. You're only just simply not doing a mitzvah. And b'shev al taseh, the Rabbanon have that koach. So again, in the Gemara, the reason that we said that a Rava is docha Shabbos, I Gzeira de Rava, no, we don't have to worry, because of Shluchei Basin, in that case, it should be docha Shabbos every day. No, but we don't want to make it, a bigger mitzvah than lulav. We're afraid that people are going to disparage lulav. Okay, but why are you choosing the seventh day? Why if Hashanah Rabbah coincides with Shabbos as a docha? Why don't we say that the mitzvah of Rava is docha Shabbos if it falls out on the first day of Yontif? So says the Gemara, Lamucha Milsa, because then there's not going to be any hecker that the Rava is docha Shabbos. Amri lulav hu dekadachi. So because on the first day, there is something else already that's Docha Shabbos on the first day of Yontif, namely lulav. So if you're going to say that everything is Docha Shabbos on the first day of Yontif, people are going to assume it's lulav which is Docha Shabbos. They're not going to realize, oh, there's a special mitzvah of a Rava that's Docha Shabbos. Therefore, we make the day of a Rava the seventh day. Well, let it be any other day of Yontif. Why Dafka the second day? The seventh day, rather. Well, keep in the Kamafka, because once we bump it from the first day, We're gonna bump it to the last day, which is funny because it's mashma that there's no magic to the seventh day. It's not because I keep calling it Hashanah Rabbah because that's what it is. Although we're gonna see exactly what it is we do l'zeichar Hashanah Rabbah, but it comes out from Rashi that there really is no magic to the seventh day. But since there were two Yontif days and the rest of Chol HaMoed, once we're gonna bump it from the first day, we'll just bump it to the last day of Sukkot, right before Shmini Atzeres. So iachio inanami litchi. But if so, so let it be. So then it should be Doche Shabbos even nowadays. And Rashi points out, l'achar churban davdina na Rava chad yoma, after the churban abayis, where we do the mitzvah of Rava for one day, k'damina l'kamon, minig neviim u'begvulin, it's a minig neviim in gvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, kivin d'lok l'meichash midi, litchi b'shvi, v'yitleno v'yichavtua, shluchei beisid l'farsama, shibim mikdash min ha-Torah, shere l'gozor alea b'shvi, l'achar churban mi gozor alea. Why don't we take a Rava today? Who was Gozer? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, it was Docha Shabbos when Hashanah Rabbah coincided with Shabbos. Why don't we take a Rava today on Shabbos on the seventh day when Hashanah Rabbah coincides with Shabbos? Says the Gemara, first answer, Anan lo yadina b'kviyus adiyarcha, because we don't really know whether Hashanah Rabbah is really what we call Hashanah Rabbah. We don't know whether it's really Hashanah Rabbah. Inu diyade b'kviyus adiyarcha litchi. Hi, however, but in Eretz Yisrael where they are b'kiyah b'kviyah adiyarcha, let it be Doche Shabbos if Hashanah Rabbah falls down on Shabbos. Kesar b'radaya amar lo ikla. When Bar Adaya came, he said, it's an irrelevant question. Never happens. Never happens that Hashanah Rabbah falls out on Shabbos. Why? Says Tosfos, over here, Dibra Master Lo, Shayyu Ma'avrin Elul, they would be Ma'aver Chodesh Elul, they would add another month to Chodesh Elul, Echon Men Chadashim, or one of the prior months. If they would see that Hashanah Rabbah is going to fall out on Shabbos, they would be Ma'aver Chodesh, they would add another day to make sure that Hashanah Rabbah never falls out on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, if you skip down toward the middle of this Tosfos, Vitema, it's a question, Da Yoma Rava Shu Zechel Mikdash Bialma Chashinan. Yoma Rava, which is only a Zechel Mikdash, they were afraid, they made sure that it never falls out on Shabbos, Vahani Daraisa Lo Chashinan, but they never made sure that Sukkot doesn't fall out on Shabbos, or Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall out on Shabbos. So Vyesh Lomer, Dina Chanami, Dahani Dechsiv Ebed, Yelo Asi Lefafuke Bey, Beshar Shanim, Avala Rava, Derabanan, Asi Lefafuke Bey. Says Tosfos, yes, because these other mitzvahs, which are written in the Torah, we're not afraid that you're going to belittle them if one year we don't fulfill them, because we know that there are mitzvahs midaraisa. However, Arava, which is only minag neviim, if there's never docha Shabbos, then we're afraid, if it would ever fall out on Shabbos and we wouldn't perform the mitzvah, then we're afraid the next year they're going to forget about the mitzvah of Arava altogether. Tosfos then gives another answer. We don't have time to see it inside. I didn't realize we have a lot of ground to cover now. But also, Rosh Hashanah, not such a problem, because even if we suspend the mitzvah of shofar one day, we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you could always blow the second day, so nobody's going to forget. So, Kiyotza Ravin V'chol Nechusei, when Ravin and everybody who went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael came, Amri Ikla, no, it does fall out on Shabbos, Hashanah Rabbah does fall out on Shabbos, V'lo Dachi, and it's not Docha Shabbos. Velakasha, Samar of Yosef, Man Lemel, so Velakasha, but it's a Kasha, why isn't it Docha Shabbos? So Amar Rav Yosef, Man Lemel on Darava Benatila, Dilma Bezekifa. Who says that Arava is performed with Netila? Maybe it's performed with standing Aravos around the Mizbeach. So your old question, Gemara, is you're asking me, why isn't Arava Docha Shabbos Bezman Hazeh? The answer is, because there is no mitzvah of Arava Bezman Hazeh, because all mitzvah of Arava is to stand the Aravos around the Mizbeach. You know why it's not Docha Shabbos Bezman Hazeh? Because we don't have a Mizbeach, so there is no mitzvah Bezman Hazeh. So Eisvei Abayas, now the Gemara is going to try to figure out whether the mitzvah of Arava is benetila by carrying it, or whether it's by standing it up around the Mizbeach. Eisvei Abayas, Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva. Sometimes it's performed 6 days, sometimes 7 days. My Lav Kilulav, it says Lulav Arava, isn't the mitzvah of Arava performed like Lulav? Ma Lulav benetila, Af Arava benetila, they're both benetila. Me the Iria, says the Gemara, no, what are you talking about? Hakadisa. They're both Docha Shabbos sometimes, and each mitzvah is performed the way it's supposed to be performed. No raya that it's benetila. Eisvei Abayi, b'chol yom akifin es mizbeach pamachas. Every day they would encircle the mizbeach one time. V'oso ayom sheva pamim. That day they would circle the mizbeach, holding their lulav and arava 7 times. My lav ba'arava, doesn't it mean that they were holding the arava and circling the mizbeach? Lo b'lulav, it meant that they were holding their lulav. And there's no raya that arava is benetila. V'yamar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua Ba'arava. But we have an account that it was Ba'arava, that they were circling the Mizbeach with the Arava. Amar Lei, Hu Amar Lecha Ba'arava, V'anamina B'lulav. And Echanami, there's a machlokas. I'm telling you that they circled with a lulav. He's telling you that they circled with an Arava. But good, he's wrong. It's my Rav Elazar, Omer B'lulav. Rav Shmuel Barnosan, Amar Rav Chanina Ba'arava. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua Ba'arava. That they did hold the Arava in their hand when they were circling. So Amar Le Rava Le Rav Yitzchak Brei De Rabba Barachana. Bar Urya Ben Torah. Tav Emelach Milsam Aliyas Adavi Amar Ravuch. Tell me a nice thing that your father said. Ditnan Kol Hayom Akifin HaMizbeach Pamachas. That one time, that each day they would circle the Mizbeach once. They would do one akafa by Yoshanas. V'oso ayom akifin es mizbeach sheva pamim. That day they would circle the mizbeach 7 times. Hachi amar avuch mishmei de Rav Elazar belulav, and it was only belulav, not with the arava. Eisvei lulav doches a Shabbos betchilaso. Lulav is doches Shabbos in the beginning of Yontif. V'arava besofo, and the arava is doches Shabbos at the end of Yontif when Hashanah Rabbah falls out on Yontif. Pam achas chal shvi shel arava lios b'Shabbos. One time Hashanah Rabbah fell out on Shabbos. V'eviu maravio shel arava me'erev Shabbos. And they brought the Aravos before Shabbos, Venichim Azara, and they put them in the Azara, Vikurim Ben by Susim. And the Tzedukim saw the Aravos, and the Tzedukim are not Moda in the mitzvah of Arava, because it's not Mefurish in the Torah. Venotlom, and they took them, Vechavshim Tachas Avanim, and they hid them under stones. The next day on Shabbos, the Amayaretz came and they saw the Aravos under the stones, Vishamtum Tachas Avanim. And even though the stones are Muksa and they weren't supposed to touch them, luckily they were Amayaretz, so they did move the stones and they freed up the Aravos, the Aviyam HaKohanim, the Zakfam B'tzidi HaMizbeach,
and they stood them up on the side of the Mizbeach, lefi she'ein baisusim modem shechibat harav adochas haShabbos, because the baisusim are not modem, the sedukim are not modem, the chibat harava, that the waving of the harava is doches Shabbos, alba benetila, benetila he. So we see that it's obviously benetila, because how do you wave something? You don't wave something by standing it up around the Mizbeach. You wave something by holding it to Yufta. So this is a kasha. The Gemara then is going to say, well, in that case, if it's benetila, let it be Docha Shabbos. But that is for Moirenu to pick up tomorrow. He is back tomorrow, and we will have the opportunity to learn together next time he goes on vacation. Hope everybody has a great day.